From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
RB day.
Yep, batter up. Up comes the Reserve Bank to the plate. And then we, of course, we have second in line, the budget tomorrow. But today we have the monetary policy statement and the official cash rate. That is 2 p.m. It is live streamed, Mike. This is our part of this sort of new entertainment package that we have. We have 1 p.m. press conferences. We have Trump press conferences, and now you can add the MPS onto that. Who needs Netflix? Now, we're going to break this down into three areas of interest, I think, just to try and keep this sort of relatively simple. Firstly, we're looking at forecasts. Now, the MPS, it's a big document. Lots of text which needs to be digested, lots of forecasts in there for all sorts of the economic metrics. You've got growth, currency, inflation, the employment market. There's a fair bit of detail in those forecasts as well. Now, you know, acknowledging there's a lot of uncertainty, but we will be looking closely at those forecasts. They tend to some degree dictate what sort of monetary policy settings are appropriate. So that's the first thing. The second, the sort of two other things that we're looking at today, quantitative easing. Now, Mike, there's been lots of talk about it, but, you know, I do actually wonder whether a lot of people actually even understand what it is. So when we talk about monetary policy, we tend to associate that with interest rates. You know, the official cash rate, that's conventional monetary policy. It's fairly straightforward. The Reserve Bank moves the official cash rate. Other interest rates go up or down. Interest rates are the cost of money. So this either stimulates or it subdues activity in terms of impacts on inflation, and it moves the currency around as well. That's conventional monetary policy. QE is unconventional. What happens there is that the Reserve Bank buys bonds off the secondary market. So they buy them off banks, off big investors, and effectively creates the money to do that. But the key issue, Mike, the key issue here is at the moment, the government is selling lots of government bonds. They need to do that because they've got to pay for all this stuff. They've got to pay for the wage subsidy. They've got to pay for everything else. So that government action potentially pushes interest rates up. So the Reserve Bank is offsetting that supply by creating demand for bonds. So that stops those interest rates going up. Now, it's been working. You know, we've seen the level of interest rates across, you know, in the bond market actually come down quite a bit. The thing is, the government is going to have to sell a lot more government bonds, a lot more than they've ever done before. So today we're expecting the Reserve Bank to increase the scale of quantitative easing because they're going to have to lean against that supply from the government. And that suggests, actually, in turn, that we're going to get more spending coming our way in the budget tomorrow. So that's sort of QE. That's the guts of QE. Then we've got negative interest rates. Now, they're not expected on the radar in the short term, but potentially a tool they'll have to use later in the year. Because remember, the Reserve Bank still has got these dual sort of objectives. It's got to achieve price stability, and then it's got to support maximum levels of sustainable employment in the economy. Now, there's a lot of headwinds against them being able to do that, so they may need to do more. I suppose the question we've got is, will they do it at some stage later in the year, or will they just signal it, sort of almost, I suppose, threaten it in a way, because you could get the same reaction out of the markets. So that's what we're looking for today, in a nutshell.
Very big day indeed, isn't it? Then we come to the 5G spectrum.
Yeah.
And rebuilding our economy and how we're going to do it.
Yeah, it's sort of putting a little bit of a different spin on this, because if you talk to people, as you know, as I do over the last couple of weeks, you're getting this sort of theme coming through, particularly the sort of more politically aware people. And this is this theme of a better New Zealand. And I suppose it comes from the school of never waste a good crisis. And I think we're going to see shades of this in the budget tomorrow, rebuilding a better New Zealand than we had before. And in that vein, yesterday we had the release of the allocation of 5G spectrum, and sort of takes on this perspective. My understanding is that the 5G spectrum was going to be auctioned, but the government decided to make direct allocations. And the use of this 5G spectrum is being painted as sort of a critical response and recovery from COVID-19, building a better New Zealand. And it could play a big role in improving productivity, you know, encouraging innovation, a lot of those virtual technologies, I suppose, and more bandwidth, particularly for people collaborating in different locations. But Mike, I'm not a 5G expert. I'm not sure of where what the barriers are to people actually participating. It Spark has done some work. They suggest the rollout of 5G could add $5.7 to $8.9 billion per year to the New Zealand economy over the next 10 years. So it's significant. Spark's been allocated 60 megahertz. 2degree's been allocated 60 megahertz. So, you know, but there you go. I think you might have to go out and buy a new phone, though. I'm not sure. You might need to get an expert in on that.
Good on you. What are the numbers?
Dow Jones, 24,059. It's actually a little bit weaker, down 160 points around. The S&P 500, 2916, down 13. And the bulletproof NASDAQ has even fallen a little bit today, 9168, down 23 points. FTSE 100 overnight gained 55, 5994. The Nikkei, 20,366, down 24. Shanghai Composite barely moved, 2891. Here's a little bit of synchronicity for you. The ASX yesterday lost 58 points, 5403. The NZX 50, we gained 58 points, 10,818, up 0.5% locally. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar on the wholesale markets, 0.6095 US, 0.9383 Aussie, 0.5614 Euro, 0.4963 pounds, 65.3 yen. Gold, $1,702. Brent crude, $30.12.
Have a good one. See your budget day. JMOwealth.co.nz.